VJW mobile.
WK and 4VWA, also mobile.
Blue sky, out from underneath this dark gray overcast cover.
Over here, coming from Powdersville, down 85, back up 85, and I am looking northwest, and yeah, I do see that brake line. How about that?
I mean, it's cold air. Nonetheless, it's 39 degrees where I am, but it is clearing up. I mean, the ominous, dark, cloudy sky is breaking up there, up to the north of us. Looks good.
Just hoping that that cold front does not follow me all the way to Florida next week.
Have to go further south, down to the Caribbean, maybe.
The whole idea to go somewhere and get warm.
It's cold here yet. It was 70 degrees yesterday.
Yeah, and say, hey, if you just make it stop blowing wind, we could go fly.
I know, the wind was awful and the wet. Warm, windy, and wet. Not a good combo for flying.
By the time the weather cooperates, I'll have my ball wing back in. And I am looking, I think that Talon is going to be a little too much for me. And I'm looking for an aircraft that would lend itself to the camera. And really, the only thing I've got is my Maul. So if I could get proficient in the next 60 days, 60 to 90 days with that Maul and really get comfortable with it, I might use it as a candidate. But beyond that, I'm thinking I'm going to have to get something else or something different. Maybe something a little more gentle that I can get up there with that camera and goggles first time around. I think that Maul might be a little much.
Blanked out there for a little bit, but you came back at the end. It's kind of like that Tiger Stick. It's kind of fast for goggles. It flies kind of fast. You need something that, in the beginning, flies slower. A Blixer is one that's kind of like your Talon, or like your, not like a Talon, it's like your Radian, except it's more of a trainer style of that. And I see a lot of people using those to get started. It's a mid-motor behind the wing pusher, and the motor's kind of canted up a little bit toward the back. And I've been looking at those. Hobby King's got a new one that came out, a meter 100, 1100 millimeters. Might be one to look at. I've been kind of looking at it. They're not that expensive either.
My brother has that Turbo Timber, and it's a tricycle gear, and it's a little bit larger, and you can fly it slow. You can really slow fly it. So I was kind of considering that, you know, and just let it replace the little UMX turbo timber I had. But, you know, that's kind of a standing in one spot kind of thing. I know I need something real gentle to fly to start off with those goggles, but, you know, kind of want something I can take it down the road, too.
That turbo timber, the bigger one, the one that Scott's got, is a really, really good flying airplane. That's a good design. The only issue with that is you got to pay five times what it's worth to get that. There's others that are that good at flying that you don't have to pay the five times what it's worth to get it working. And, you know, if anything breaks on that one, you got to pay five times the price for a part. That's just, I can't go that route. That's why I'm looking at Hobby King for the Blixer lookalikes. They don't call it a Blixer, but that's what it is. It's one of that thing's been around long enough now, everybody's starting to copy it for a trainer for flying with goggles.
Well, and see, that cost factor is the other part of the reason. You know, and just going back to E-Flight, I just don't want to go backwards.
Exactly. Me either. That's why it's tempting. Scott made it look like it's fun to fly, and it was, you know, pretty easy to follow with the quad multirotor. But because you have to consider that all of them that go up are going to come down one day, not the way that you plan, that's the only thing that makes me shy away from it.
Yeah. Well, if you run across something that is pretty close to a duplicate of that turbo timber in physical size and flight attributes, let me know, because I am out there looking. And, the selection of RC aircraft is just not as great as it used to be.
It's just different. It's not the same as it used to be. It's different. And there are a lot of them out there. The choice is huge. It's just a lot of them aren't available because of the shipping issues.
Exactly. Back order. We'll let you know. Click here to get a link to let you know when it comes in.
The only one suffering from that.
We're special.
It's our own if we have to.
That's true. Oh, and you know what? There is a cadet that is a tail dragger. And I'm going to check into that as far as its physical size. And if the cabin, I looked at that and I said, if they can make that a tail dragger, maybe I could shift my landing gear on that one that I've got forward and make it a tail dragger.
Spin them around 180 degrees. I think they slant to the back right now. You get them to where they slant to the front and move them forward a little bit, and you can take off that nose wheel. You won't need it, but you got to put a tail wheel on it. And that tail wheel can be either attached to the rudder or freewheeling.
May be true, but now you've also got to move your rear gear forward. Otherwise, your CG, you're going to just set it down on the ground, and it's just going to teeter-totter and nose over.
Down 180 degrees there. They're usually, if you look at them from a side view, from the left to the right view, you look at where they mount, and you look at where the wheels are compared to where they mount, they slant back on a tricycle, and they slant forward on a tail dragger. So you spin them around 180, and you may have to slide them forward some, too. They just need to be so that when they touch the ground, they're touching on the center of gravity or slightly in front of it, so that what comes down when they touch the ground is the tail, not the motor.
What's a quite substantial nose gear on the front there, and that's going to change my CG. I've just got a feeling I may have to move that forward, because the gear that's on there now just comes out straight out and straight down perpendicular to the fuselage.
Then you'll probably have to slide them forward some. Most of the time they're stamped out of aluminum, and the stamp has one straight edge and one angled edge. And the wheels are, if it's a tail dragger, you put the straight edge in the back. You put straight edge in the front. If it's a tail dragger, straight edge in the back if it's got a nose wheel. And they make them so that you can make them tail draggers or nose wheel, either way you want to go.
Set of that type of gear from another aircraft somewhere, but what's on that little bird now is a round rod.
It's just the outline of what a stamped piece of metal would be. They just use, because it's lighter weight, and they use spring steel, so it's pretty tough.
And you know what? That just might be the ticket, now that I'm kicking that around in my head. Because I could put a tail wheel on that thing. The only issue would be the strength of the rudder. Would it be strong enough to handle taxiing. You know, you've kind of kick something around here. I may just go home and do that, because that cadet would be the perfect bird for that if it didn't have the nose wheel.
Or you could put it out on the wing, the camera out on the wing, and connect it with a third servo connector. A lot of people do that, too, if you want to leave the nose wheel on there. That's all up to you.
Changes your centerline balance. And I know you can null that out with your trims, but I'd rather keep my centerline balance, you know, from nose to tail equalized. Yeah, I'm going to go home and look at that, Bubba. I'm going to see just what that looks like. Yeah, that just put a thought in my head. You're dangerous.
See, a transmitter in there, too, and that can be in the other wing. And it doesn't have to be, it's going to be a little bit heavier this far out. But that antenna needs to be as far away from your receive antenna as possible. Just so that, you know, it's not, even though it's not on the same band, it's still, you don't want to put your receiver antennas close to your video transmitter antennas. So video out on one wing, camera out on the other, and, you know, not equal distance for each, because the camera's lighter than the video transmitter.
Yep, sounds interesting. Well, I'm down here at my offices. I'm going to check in to see what the situation on my building is. And I'm down here at the pack mail to get my mail. So I'll go ahead and let you go. So what are you out doing there, Bubba?
The groomer. So I just dropped her off on my way back home now.
All right. Well, you be careful out there. Omicron is amongst us. I will talk to you again soon. And I'll call you this afternoon after I take a really good educated look at that cadet. That really is an interesting concept, because making a tail wheel is nothing, is it?
Angled wire with a wheel on one side and a hook to go into the rudder between, you know, where the rudder hinge is. It goes up the hinge and then into the rudder, 90 degrees.
All right, guy. Well, listen, I will talk to you again soon, and hopefully Daniel's going to be okay going home this evening on that motorcycle. I tell you what, I don't think I got out this morning on one. He's a brave lad. I will catch you soon. W4DJW, KM4VWA, clear after your final.
That when I was his age. No more, though. You're indestructible at his age. Anyway, I'm glad he got there safe. It didn't take him long at all, so that's good. I used to have to go 27 miles to do that. It took me longer than it took him. He got there pretty quick, and he should be in good shape now. Till time to come home. Anyway, talk to you later. KM4VWA, W4DJW Mobile.
4DJW, KC4EZN.
Hey, Harry, how'd you guys survive the storm up there?
Well, it kind of depends on where you're at. Out here in Candler, I'd have to get a micrometer out to measure the snow. If you're a little bit north, anywhere from an inch to 3 inches, I think the bigger thing was some people had a real heavy rain about midnight. I don't remember it doing anything, because that's about when I went to bed and I went out and looked, and it had that real still snow feeling, and it was just beginning to sprinkle a little bit here. So I think in general, this could be declared as a non-event, although I think some of the folks in the higher elevations would probably argue with me a little bit, but just listening on our Good Morning Net this morning, people had an inch or so, and were getting ready to head out to do whatever today had for them. So, anyway, just want to check and see how you folks were doing down there. W4DJW, KC4EZN.
Daybreak, it was looking pretty ominous. It was windy. The wind was beating up against the side of the house. You could feel it every now and then. It hit so hard it shaked the house. And the rain was, you know, coming down pretty hard. But nothing broke. Like you said, it just made a lot of noise, a lot of racket, and a lot of motion. just when I was pulling out of the neighborhood, I did see that anywhere there was a tree that was out over the road, it dropped a lot of its tree limbs, twigs and bushes and stuff like that down on the ground, and cars were running over it, turning it into sawdust. But other than that, I didn't see any really big. I did see one big limb in my side yard on the west side of the house. One limb about as big around as your arm, or a little better, was on the ground, about 15, 20 feet long. And that's about the extent of it. It looks like now the gray is moving out, and coming from your direction, we've got blue sky and white clouds.
DJW KC4EZ, and yeah, when I went out to get the paper, I looked up, and to the west, I saw this line of white with blue behind it, so I guess that's maybe the back edge of whatever it was coming through, and that's part of the wind. But yeah, I think the rest of the day's going to be pretty good, and towards the weekend, they're predicting some more rain. I have learned up here that in the mountains, you look out all four of your windows, and if it's doing the same thing out of all four of the windows, that's what it's doing. If it's doing something different in the front and the back, then pick the one you like the best and just look out that window. We'll turn it back to you, Dave. KC4EZN.
All right, Harry, and you're about right. See it down here, too. Weather changes quickly, but it never gets really, really bad like it does out in other places. all in all, I think we picked a pretty good spot. KC4EZN, W4DJW. Catch you, Larry. Later, Harry.